You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Wake your ass up. The Breakfast Club is on.
Wake up!
The Breakfast Club, Envy, and Charlamagne, the voice of the culture.
You think I'm coming here when this ain't hot?
See, y'all different. Y'all the culture. It's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what y'all talking about.
This is probably becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Being here next to all of you guys, it's really big.
Put it in perspective.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wake up!
Yo. I'm DJ Envy.
And I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God with the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
And currently we are on vacation.
Man, totally disconnected.
Yes.
We're not even really here. You think you're listening to us, but we're not.
Well, we are not. We're here in spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to be playing some of our top interviews and some throwbacks. So, keep it locked. Red is going to be running the boards, and we'll see y'all in the new year.
Wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
DJ NZ, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, this morning,
OG
Rob, what's going on?
Oh, Prince King, how you doing, brother?
You always get through on a Friday.
How y'all doing this boy? I'm doing good, man. Listen, man, it's time for some bars, man. We gotta bring some bars back to
life. That's what I'm talking about.
What we got?
OG Rob, let's go.
All right, let's go. Listen, this is my beginnings, putting in work. Something the best did, paying dues with no shortcuts. Building incentive, as long as it's breath in my lungs, I'ma blaze the mic. This whole game sounding alike. Y'all on the bar strike, but check this. I'm one of a kind, proving a rare breed like hip-hop on that beat street breaking with stripes on my sleeve. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I got some.
I got some. You ready? Hey, you can smoke a spliff with a clip, but they're still not mountain high, you know. Oh, wide enough to touch the naughty, nappy, nasty, the nasty, trashy, whole happy pappy. That's happy to be nappy.
What's wide enough to touch?
Don't worry about it.
Let me get some. Well, today's topic, self-destruction. Okay. It really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and kiss on one another.
What happened? It wasn't kiss. It was supposed to be killed.
What?
It was supposed to be killed, not
oh,
kiss.
Oh, wait, these aren't original songs you both did?
Huh?
that was supposed to be.
Thank you, OG Rock. Don't worry about it.
All right. I appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
Yes, sir.
You guys had a cipher.
Oh, all right. We were spitting
on each other.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on, man? This is Dave. I called not too long ago. I was trying to jump off the dresser.
Hey, what's up, Dave? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, good morning, Envy, Charlamagne, Angela Yee. How y'all
morning.
Doing?
What up?
All is well. Hey, so just wanted to give a quick birthday shout out to my two daughters, Zoe and Chloe. It's their birthday.
Zoe and Chloe, happy birthday, ladies.
Thank you. They're going to appreciate that. Daddy can't be there because he at work, but hey, this weekend we're gonna make it happen.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, hey, I appreciate y'all, man.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Don't go nowhere you can't take Jesus.
Where's that?
Got you. I was confused. Yeah, I was like, what?
I was like, what? Hello, who's this?
What's good, Envy? This is KD, man.
Good morning, KD. Get it off your chest.
Yeah, man. I'm just trying to talk to the truckers out there riding around the U.S. You know, keep their head up. You know, we in trying times right now. From last year, diesel's almost double the price. The rates are down 40%. You know, the market's oversaturated with new drivers, you know, since everyone's selling the game on Instagram and whatnot. So, you know, we're getting crushed right now. You know, diesel $7 up in Pennsylvania, $5 in South Carolina. So, you know, we really hurt right now. And the brokers, they don't have to show what they make. So if the load is going for $1,000, they could give it to you for $200. And you don't know they're keeping the $8. They don't have to show what they're keeping.
I will say this, though. I deal with a lot of trucking companies. I use a lot of trucks to carry, you know, cars and supplies up and down the highway. I will say this, though. Uh-huh. As long as your trucking company is a good company, people will start rating those other companies horrible, because I've had a couple of instances where people have traveled and brought cars and damaged my cars and did things that they weren't supposed to do because they were just ishy companies. So if you're a good, strong company, when you start, you know, when you really start using these trucking companies, you start looking for great companies. So if you're a great company, you'll get used and you keep your price high, bro.
Yeah, we're doing our thing, man. We're trying to stay compliant, stay safe, and protect people's property like it's our own.
Absolutely.
Yo, Envy, man, I like what you're doing with the real estate. She the God. Angela, shout out to y'all. Shout out to my man with the honey jerk sauce behind you. My man down there with the crab shack down in Georgetown, South Carolina. But
yes, sir.
All love, man. Everybody have a good day. Be safe. All love. You heard?
All right. Absolutely.
I'm looking for the honey jerk sauce now.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Leonard.
Hey, Leonard.
Hi, Leonard. My name is Leonard, but everybody calls me Leonard because they can't pronounce Leonard. How you spelled with an O?
No.
What is it?
L-E-N-A-R-D.
See, that's mine, but I'm Leonard because Leonard is L-E-O-N-A-R-D.
Bro, you want to be bougie so bad, man.
Anyway, how y'all doing this morning?
Leonard is fine.
We fine. What's up, brother?
It's just cold here in Michigan. I woke up this morning for work. There's snow on the ground, and I was not expecting it. I ain't got no winter coat.
It's supposed to be cold in Michigan right now. It's supposed to be cold. It's supposed to be cold.
But there ain't supposed to be no snow on the ground is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I saw it snow the other day for a few minutes. Sometimes when I'm there, I'll go to bed, wake up, it snows for 10 minutes, and then it's over and the sun is out.
Well, Leonard, thank you for calling. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning, DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee.
My guy. Sing them numbers for me, King.
1, 2, 3.
Now, I have a new single out. It's called Isabella. I just wanted to give it a shout out if you guys can check it out.
Man, Isabella. I don't just shout it out. I want to hear it. Just give me a little acapella version, bro.
Okay, so it's more French, Lingala, English. So
let's hear it.
You wind it up and down, left, right, in the middle. Keep on mon de salsa. Bébé, tu me rends fou là, j'avoue. Moi, j'ai besoin de toi.
Hey.
This feeling driving my body. I can't even explain. Now you're, I want you by my side. Always be my lady.
45, 46, 47, 48, 49.
Can I say something right quick?
Yes, sir.
Yes, DJ Envy, you're a DJ. I'm begging you right now and listen right now if you can.
Yeah. Uncle Johnny Come made on, my dress man. That Chief Spandex. She looks a mess.
We didn't hear what you said, brother, but email the record.
Party on.
Tell her, what's your email?
Yeah, DJ Envy. I've been sending you a bunch of emails and lots. I know you're a busy guy. So
he can't wait.
Here I am right now. Just trying to make my shot.
Oh, okay.
You know the artist on Ultimate Platform. Thank
Blessings,
you.
Brother. Blessings.
All right, brother. All right. Hello, who's this?
Yo, DJ Envy, Charlamagne the God, Angela Yee, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, what I want to get off my chest, I know DJ Envy, you go through this all the time.
What's that?
I'm half black. People come up to me, they ask me what my nationality is, and they assume that I'm Spanish, Puerto Rican, but my dad's black, my mom's white. It gets me frustrated sometimes. I want to know what you do about that.
How the hell would we know?
He's talking about me. I don't pay it any mind. I don't pay it any mind. I mean, I don't care. I mean, it doesn't bother me. It's not like something like, oh my God, this grind my gears. No, I don't care.
You don't like when people say you Dominican?
I'll joke back. I'm saying I'm black, but it don't upset me to the point where I'm going to go in the corner and cry.
What do people ask you? They ask you, what are you?
Bro, make up your mind.
I'm not Dominican.
You just said it's not a problem, but now you're saying you're not Dominican.
I told him he doesn't have to get that mad and that upset.
Wait, I'm trying to understand his. So people just say, what are you?
Yeah, they ask me what my nationality is. I'm like, I tell them to guess, and they usually go Spanish, Puerto Rican. And
well, you told them to guess. You should just say I'm black.
Lord, I wish Envy would humor me one day and say, guess what I am.
No,
I understand though. He's annoyed that people come up to him that don't even know him and just say, "What's your nationality?" Like,
yeah,
I get it. It's annoying.
I thank you, brother. I don't have a problem. Like, I never really understood why people get mad at that. There's so many nationalities and so many people. If you see somebody, you want to ask, why does that bother people? I don't understand.
Well, he's bothered.
He's inquisitive. Like, what are you? Oh, you're this and that. Oh, okay, that's dope.
I mean, they're entitled to be bothered. But if you have something in your mind, you know what I mean. Like, if you in your mind, you know what you are. I can see why that would be annoying. Because you think you would hope everybody else sees it too.
But what are you, Charlamagne?
Black. 100% pure God. Okay?
You don't look black to me. Hello, who's this? Look more on the white side.
I'm actually 97% West African. I've done my African ancestry.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Icewear Vezo.
What it do, brother? How you feeling?
Man, you look good, brother. You got a whole lot of new money.
You heard. I'm trying, man. I just look like it. That's all.
How you feeling, though?
Man, I'm feeling good, bro. I'm blessed. Everything well. Kids good. Old lady good. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Just taking it one day at a time, brother.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad you're up here because since you signed with Quality Control, I'm like, we got to get Vezo back on the show.
Yeah,
so.
I appreciate that, too.
Clearly, it was a very lucrative deal.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good one. We actually did a partnership 50-50.
Okay.
So, that's why, I appreciate that situation. I appreciate P for, letting me approach it as a young boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? In the making and just, teaching me the business and showing me how everything work and allowing me that opportunity to grow my company as well. So we did a 50-50 partnership,
I did convince you to partner with QC. What was that conversation like?
I convinced myself, honestly. Me and P been building for probably like a year and a half straight without talking no business, none of that. We just been vibing and moving around and growing to understand each other, and learning each other mentally. You know what I mean? And I just like how bro rock. I like how he operate. I like how he think. And, he ain't no selfish dude. Like, he want youngins to really, get everything out of that. It's bigger than just being an artist. P gonna show you how to really, really turn up and think for the long run and not just like a rapper at that moment, So I felt like it was a perfect situation for me, which it was to me.
And I think I saw somewhere that you said Takeoff was the first person to embrace you as an independent artist.
Literally, man. Takeoff back in like 2015. Takeoff came to my restaurant. I had bought a restaurant when I was a kid and a car wash and dispensary. Takeoff was in Detroit. He DM'd me like, bro, I'm in your city. Let's link, tap in. He pulled up at the restaurant, bro, and he gave me a lot of game, like a lot of motivation. I was fighting a Fed case at the time, and he told me, like, bro, like, just seeing everything you got going on and how you moving and just knowing how you know how young you is right now, you know, like, bro, you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to be big, bro. Stick to the music. You're going to be something when you get out.
Wow.
You know, promote my music and posting my music, gave me a verse, all that. Like, he was the first ever.
Wow.
In real life. Yeah, the first.
And it came back full circle. So I'm sure when you connected with QC, I'm sure he was one of the first people to congratulate you.
Absolutely. He definitely was. Even before we, like, locked the deal down, he kind of heard about it. He like, bro, that's a good move, bro. I'm proud of you. You know what I mean? Keep doing your thing. And, you know, it's just an unfortunate situation, like, with Tate, because bro really a solid dude. And, you know, people say that every time somebody passed, you know, but, like, he genuinely was that. He was a good brother, like, a real good guy. He had his head on his shoulders. And one thing about Takeoff, he never tried to be somebody or something that he wasn't. He was always himself, from my understanding, you mm-hmm. know, from how I knew him and how I met him, you know what I mean? So, rest in peace, Takeoff.
Do black men ever truly escape, man?
Honestly, to an extent, yeah. But for the most part, right now, it don't seem like
mm-hmm.
it don't seem like, you know, we living in a time where everybody got something to prove. You know, everybody worried about what the next person think about them. And right now, to me, I think the black man's biggest downfall is their pride. It's the pride. Pride is our number one downfall. You know, we let our pride get in the way. And every time I ever use my pride, I fail right after that. You know, I learned that the hard way. So, you know, with the pride and the ego and throw the money in the play, it's too much, bro. And I think we got to... I don't think we giving ourselves the chance to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we not letting ourselves elevate because we too focused on worldly things. You know, I just recently learned that men's number one cause of depression is environmental stress.
Mm.
Literally, that's the number one cause, environmental stress, meaning everything that we around and everything that we surround ourselves around. You know, so until we able to kind of evaluate who and what we got around us and change our environment, we not gonna allow ourselves to grow.
How do you think having your wife has actually helped you through so many different things, though? Having a great partner, I think, is one of the most supportive things that you can have.
Absolutely. My wife played a real, like, the biggest part in my life. You know, women mature faster than us. And there's so many times where I thought, like, foolishly and childishly, and she checked me. You know what I'm saying? Like, my wife is like my backbone. She is that same part that at times I don't have, you know. And I know when I got married, God blessed me in a different way, you know, because it gave me some type of foundation to fall back on and something to stand on. Like, you know, I say this all the time, like the best attribute a woman got is their intuition. That's that That's other right. sense. Like, a woman's intuition is unbelievable. You know, anytime my wife ever told me something, she ain't never been wrong. And I learned the hard way to not ignore her, mm-hmm. to not ignore her feelings, to not ignore her thoughts and you know, and her views on pretty much everything. You know, so without my wife, I don't know where I'd be at. And I genuinely mean that. Like, she stood tall for me a million times.
And don't it feel good, speaking on that intuition, don't it feel good when she know you solid, when she know you doing what you supposed to be doing? Because they know when we doing the bullshit.
Yeah, do.
But when we get our shit together, they know that too. That
they
feels
know
so
that.
Good.
It feel amazing. She know me. Sometimes I feel like she know me more than I know myself.
All right.
All right, we got more with Ice with Vezza. When we come back, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Ice with Vezza. Charlamagne?
I also read that you manifested the QC deal while you was in prison.
I did. I told that to... We was in the TV room. I told that to my little homie Rello, Free Rello. He about to come on in a minute. And we was watching the BET Awards. And I told him, like, bro, you know what? When I get out, I'm signing with QC.
Mm.
I like how Buddy move. I like how they rock. If on the out looking in, it felt like he let the artists do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he rock. They come up with a plan, and he get behind that plan for them. I manifested that. I manifested everything in my life. I manifested my wife. I told her mom when I was 14, I'm gonna marry her daughter. We gonna get. Real talk. I told my wife mom that. Listen, I'm gonna marry your daughter. I'm gonna become a millionaire. I'm gonna buy her a home, and we gonna have children. And I did every last one of them.
Wow.
I married her, bought her a home, and I had kids by her.
Does her mom remember that?
She remember that.
You're like wow. A psychic.
She talk
too.
About it all the time. It ain't even a psych. It's just I'm big on manifestation. Right. I know how serious it is, how real it is. Like I literally do vision boards. Like I believe in this stuff. Like it's real. Like it really worked. You know, you really got to vision what it is you want, and you can get it. It worked like that. You know, you gotta be a good person at the end of the day too. You know, you gotta do the right thing. You gotta treat people right. You gotta conduct yourself. Right, you know, and properly, but you heard that the vision board, that's real. I really manifest everything I did.
I tell you this all the time, man. These conversations coming from you are so important. The loving your wife, you know what I mean? Letting people know your wife is your backbone. The manifestation conversations. Me and you have conversations about mental health and how important it is to keep your mental health together. Sure. Like, you got to keep having those conversations, man.
And being an entrepreneur. I think that's important, too. Having run your own businesses.
Yeah.
I think encouraging people to do that.
No doubt. Yeah, I think that's important. I want a lot of more black men to talk more about mental health, and you know, and I'm front of the street, bro. I'm a street guy, ex-street guy. I have no problem with, you know, speaking on mental health and, you know, manifestation. This work. It's not lame, bro. It's cool. Y'all can do that. You know, be yourself. Like, this stuff really work. You know, you want to be successful. You wanna be healthy, have some type of longevity at whatever it is you do, change some of them ways and read and get some knowledge. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I think somewhere down the line we made being smart uncool or something. You know, I really feel like that. Yeah. Like a lame if he got some type of sense. And that ain't the case. You know what I'm saying? That ain't how it go. Like the real street guys is the one who try to do everything in the world to get away from being like that. You know the guys that ain't really street, you know, they do everything in the world to try to be like that. They kind of got it backwards, you know. It's just a little off, you know. And as an artist and a rapper, I feel like it's part of my responsibility, you know what I'm saying, to be 100 and let people know how I'm really coming mentally, how I think, how I operate, whatever. And they can judge me however they want to, you know. They don't know me, and there go that part where, you know, it's not my job to care what somebody else think about me either. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I think that's important for every artist to do that. And I know for a fact, majority of successful people and successful artists, not saying that I'm successful, I'm just saying just period, like everybody got some type of sense. You know, everybody, anybody with some type of longevity, they got some sense.
That's right.
You know, and it's okay to promote that. You know, we gotta push that off. We gotta create a whole new agenda, man. We gotta save our people, for real.
It starts with accountability, though.
Absolutely.
That's why my favorite question to ask brothers nowadays, let's say, hey man, what the f- hate more, reading or accountability?
Accountability, without a doubt. I'm guilty of it at times.
Yeah, all of us are. Iceware Bezel with The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
During Mattress Firm's Dream Summer Sale, you can get a king bed for a queen price or a queen bed for a twin price and save up to $700. Plus, get a free adjustable base. Visit a store near you or mattressfirm.com and unjunk your sleep today.
WWPR FM HD1 New York
and iHeartRadio.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Station.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, Angela Yee wanted to discuss masturbation on this fine Friday.
Shut up. Do it right. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
Do it right.
It's freaky Friday!
Remember the story, since we're talking masturbation, story where Charlamagne told us about the one time he masturbated and shot himself in the eye?
I ain't never told you no
shot
story like that.
Shot himself in the eye?
He just made that up. No goddamn
reason. I remember he said he was crying.
I'll sue you for
defamation. Oh, that's what he was crying.
I'll sue you for defamation.
He just made a whole story up.
You know what's so crazy?
He said he was crying.
I'm gonna tell you why this is
and
great.
On his knees.
I'm gonna tell you this. Right. Hold on. Explain why we're doing this topic, because that goes right into this topic.
Well, we were talking about why some people think it's taboo to masturbate. We had Spice on Lip Service, and here's what she has to say. Now, was it taboo to masturbate for you, like growing up? You know, like yourself? Was that ever an issue?
So I used to f*** myself, but when I got older and I found out what comes with it, I stopped.
What comes with it?
You know, when you masturbate, you're having sex with a sex demon, like, you know.
Really? I never heard that.
It's a sex demon called Incubus. Incubus and Succubus. So you have a male sex demon and a female sex demon.
Okay.
So when you masturbate, you're having sex with a male sex demon.
Wow.
Yeah, and it also will be in a relationship with you and cause problem in your actual relationship.
So she was told that it was a demon and that you can't masturbate and that it will ruin relationships.
And that's exactly why I cried the first time I ever masturbated. I cried because I thought it was bad. Well, two things. I thought it was bad and I was going through a heartbreak. You know what I mean? So I didn't even start masturbating until after I had sex. So, you know, when you first start having sex, you think you'd be in love, you know, with this woman. That's your first piece of poom poom. You know what I mean? Or first few pieces of poom poom. And so when I finally masturbated, I did it because me and her weren't together no more, and I was used to getting some poom poom, and I cried because I thought that it was bad. I thought masturbation was bad, and I don't even really know why. I just thought it was for losers.
So you got on your knees and started crying?
I don't remember if I was crying. I don't know if I was on my knees or on my back, but I definitely was crying while I was masturbating.
It just feels sad.
All that in your hand? The man milk in your hand?
I don't even know if I.
You know, a lot of times people masturbate and afterwards they feel ashamed that they did it.
I felt ashamed while I was doing it. That's literally why I was crying. Like, if I felt like a loser, because it's like
not enough to stop though.
No, I don't even think I did
complete it.
Yeah, there you go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always thought masturbation was for losers. Like, if you couldn't get no poom poom, you got to use your hand. Like, I always just thought it was a terrible, terrible thing to do. I don't know why.
So, what do you think now?
What I think now?
Mm-hmm.
It's an anxiety reliever. It's an anxiety reliever. It's a stress reliever. I love it.
You still thinking of me when you do?
I ain't never thought of you when I did.
All right, well, let's go. What do you think?
I'm going to be honest with you. That was the first time I ever felt sexually harassed in this room. I'm looking at the camera. If you ever see me file an HR report, it's going to be that audio right there. All you're going to hear me say is, I masturbated. Envy saying, do you think about me when you did it? That's going to look so crazy in an HR report.
I think there's a lot of things that would look crazy.
Yeah, so many things that look crazy.
Oh, no, that one was rough, bro. I ain't never flirted with you like that. That was crazy.
Bro, you didn't tackle me.
If I'll give you, I'm texting you right
now. You touched
now.
My knee every
now,
day.
No, you went too far.
I went too far.
That was too far.
You look a man in his circle and makeup.
You look a man in his eyes and ask him, does he think about you when he masturbates?
I just said, do you think about me?
Jesus Christ.
All right.
See, he did it again. This guy is crazy.
What do you think, E?
I think
what
that...
What do you mean? What are you... Now you're sexually harassing Yee? Asking her what she thinks about when she masturbates?
We're talking about a topic. Yo, this guy is
I'm not... Wild. Listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm not worried about that. You guys do that with each other. I feel like I'm safe.
She's safe. This is a safe-free zone. So go ahead, Yee.
But yes, I will say that a lot of us growing up, you know, didn't get any education about that from our parents. A lot of times you feel like it is a taboo thing to do. You're nervous that you're going to do it and get caught. And so it's not until you get older that you learn that there can be some benefits. But apparently, even still in adult years, some people think of masturbation as a taboo thing.
Yeah, I never thought about it as you know, demonic or there was a problem with it. I've never had that discussion with my parents. And you asked me earlier if I had a discussion with my kids. No, I never talked to Logan. Hey, Logan, you need some lotion? Nah, we never had that conversation.
I would hope not. I just thought it was for losers. I don't know if I necessarily thought it was demonic. I just thought it was for losers. And I thought, you know, people who masturbated were just people who couldn't get poom poom.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Candy.
Hey, Candy. We're talking masturbation
this
morning.
What's up?
Talking about masturbation.
You too happy about this topic, Candy?
Let her go.
Hell yeah, because it's my ish. Look, listen.
Go.
I was having all kinds of sex, and I did not know what an O was until my friend bought me a dolphin. Shout out to Emmanuel Meeks and BK.
Okay.
He held it down for me.
A dolphin?
What's a dolphin?
A vibrator, yes. Guys.
Oh. Mm. Honey, you don't know, you better ask somebody. And I didn't know until he hit me off with one of those. And I was like, this is what it's supposed to feel like? So, yeah.
Why a dolphin, though? A dolphin is a gay shark.
Is it?
It's the shape
you know
of
what?
It.
It is. Oh. You know what, Charlamagne? You're a gay R&B name. All right. Secondly, whoever you got answering this phone? Oh, my God. He didn't even at least say call 105. I thought I had called a sex hotline. He's like, yeah, what you want to talk about, masturbation? I dialed the right number.
My goodness. Thank you, Mike.
Right, you enjoy your gay shock this weekend.
Why you just call a dolphin a gay
shark? A dolphin
shark?
Is a gay shark.
No,
y'all
it's not. Where you get this from?
Everybody knows that.
Nobody knows that.
A dolphin is a gay shark, bro.
Okay.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest with my guy, my friend, my buddy.
Oh, wow. All of that? Wow.
Yeah, you know, this is my first time up here, man. So, you know, we're going to go ahead. I got some bones to pick with everybody.
Before we even,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you trying to be funny. But I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. I seen DJ Envy in Houston smoking a hookah like an Instagram model. I had never seen anything like it before. I'm talking about, I must have thought he was invisible or something. He was smoking it and blowing the smoke out his nose and his mouth at the same time. He was rubbing his nipples. I'm like, man, he must be smoking ecstasy flavor. Like, what type of hookah is that? Then he gonna point the hookah at me like Nick Cannon on Drumline. I'm like, nah, I'm straight, Sam. You keep that. You remember the five gum commercial?
Yeah,
what it's like to chew five gum. This is what it's like to smoke ecstasy flavor. He was... I'm like, man, this
ain't even changed the filter.
Nah,
nothing.
Man, he was hitting that hard. I was like, Slim on drugs now. Angela, good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
You the only person I know that got a new job and keep coming to the old one. Like, it don't make no sense. Like, when does the new job start? You keep coming back to the old one.
I promise you, I would love to start my new job, but it's starting
January. In January. I know.
I was honestly about to leave before you walked in.
Listen. Angela Leave, that's her new name. And Leonard, listen, man, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
You up here every day on the biggest radio show in the world.
Yes, yes.
How come you never talk about the other show that I work for you on? Like, why don't you ever mention me on The Breakfast Club? Because you put me on some of the most... I mean, extravagant missions in the world. You had me in Queensbridge with five white men and camera equipment. Security ain't had no pistol, and the only other black man had on scrubs. You ain't say nothing about me. You could at least say Chico Bean made it out alive. You ain't say nothing.
Don't forget Brownville. You're in Brownville.
He sent me to Brown. That ain't even the worst one. He sent me to Tennessee. And had me asking the real Make America Great Again white people to give me their Confederate flags. Then he had two Nation of Islam brothers with me like it's a chapter in that part of Tennessee. It wouldn't have been nobody that could have made it to help me get up out of there, man. Y'all terrible. I should take over this whole show. I should take
Chico Bean, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome, Chico Bean. What cam? I'm on this camera right here.
Yes.
What's up, America? You are now tuning in to Power 105. This is The Brunch Brigade. That's right, the show formerly known as The Breakfast Club. I am your host, Chico Bean, with my co-host Lynn the Skin, Angela Lee, and DJ Ecstasy Flavor. That's right, we got a special, special show coming up at 9:45. We got the Light Skin Love Letter segment with DJ Envy. We'll be reading three love letters. You must guess which one was written by him. The 13th caller will get personalized by DJ Ecstasy Flavor himself. This is the Brunch Brigade. Wake up!
That is a good segment because Envy does write love letters because Gia, his wife posts them sometimes.
Absolutely. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, see, look how brilliant
I am.
Since
we're talking about it, I don't believe sometimes that Envy really wrote them. I feel like she helps him.
I write all my love letters.
Help him write a letter to her?
I don't know, because I can't see Envy, like, doing, you know, like, writing things nicely.
I have six babies.
Man, she think you dumb. You don't even know how to write, bro.
Yeah, if you'd have seen him smoking that hookah, you'd have known he was capable of writing love letters. I'm talking about, I ain't never seen nobody smoke a hookah and rub their nipples at the same time. He was blowing the smoke through his teeth. I was like, yo, this dude is legendary. But that'd be a good segment.
Is this the first time Envy has actually acknowledged you?
He did acknowledge me in Houston.
I seen him in Houston.
Okay. He was in Houston. We was at the Turkey Leg
Turkey
Hut.
Leg. Okay.
And I think the reason why he acknowledged me is because the owner of the Turkey Leg Hut is so aggressively hospitable. He go a bottle of 1942 and three kids to claim on your taxes. Don't say that. So I felt like if he didn't say something to me, shout out to Lit, he would have, you know, said something to him about not saying something
to me.
They
have a dress code there now. You see that?
They should have a dress code.
You
because
think so?
I've been there on times where it's like, you know, you looking like you in the strip club and it's a little much, you know. I mean, I enjoyed it, but, you know, you got your kids. You don't want them to know what that is, so I feel them. But it's a business that, I mean, the line will be wrapped around the corner, so you think you got a line going down the street with people with thongs and the titties out and all that. You don't want people
riding
down the street to see
that.
Your kids
be there. You bring people their families and everything. My kids went, so, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they ain't go that day you was smoking that hookah. I tell you that. They the judge you that day.
Turkey Leg Hut got hookah?
Yeah, we were in Turkey Lake. Okay. They got a hookah. I don't know if anybody else can get them, but they had one for Envy, the ecstasy flavor.
Damn.
So they got drinks and hookah at Turkey
Lake? Yeah, they got drinks, hookah,
ecstasy
everything.
Ecstasy flavor hookah. I haven't been used to this in so long.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, it's dope. It's dope, man. But, you know, I'm happy to be up here with y'all.
You doing your thing, man.
All the way.
You in a movie, Dirty Third?
Yeah. I shot that in Houston as well. So, you know, it's a remake of the movie that they did back in the day, and you know, I was excited to do it because I love Houston as a city, man. It's a beautiful city, and they always show love down there. So I was excited about being in the movie. It's coming out in a couple weeks, I think.
Okay,
not next week. You know what I mean? I think it's coming out then.
What's the most fun about everything that you're doing right now, man?
The most fun? Well, I would say the most fun is just being able to, you know, be happy with everything that's going on. You know, I done been through a lot. You know, I lost my mom last year to COVID. You know, so, you know, when you go through that type of trauma, you really have to, you know, kind of replace the hole that's filled when you lose your matriarch like that. And I realized that I find a lot of solace in just knowing that what I do brings other people so much joy. You know, I mean, the response that I get. So it's just like being in New York. I love this city because when I came up here, I didn't have anything. I was just a nobody that was trying to make something of myself. So every time I come up here, I love the feeling that I get. Even though I've, you know, made a name for myself, I still get that same nostalgic feeling that I had when I wasn't anybody and I was trying to make it work. That's why I love New York so much. So it's just the feeling overall that I think is the best part.
You one of them rare comedians, though, that literally takes your life and brings it to the stage or brings it to whatever you do. Because I remember when your mom passed and you was telling a story that sounded like it could have been a stand-up bit, but it was real life.
Yeah, it's a true story. I mean, because that's the way I was raised, man. I have a unique upbringing, to say the least. I say my mother raised me in reverse, because a lot of the coddling and everything that you see a woman give their child, especially somebody like me, my father got murdered when I was 2 years old, so it was just me and my mom. And she was not protective in any way. You know, she would get out there. You got to learn how to be a man. And then once I became a man and she saw that I was functional and everything that she trained me to do, that's when she opened up to me and started letting me know all of the things that she kept to herself when I was young. So by the time she passed away, we was locked in. And I had no inhibition about talking about our relationship. Like I always say, like when she first passed away, I watched her pass away. I watched her die, held her hand, rubbed her back as she passed away. And then I had to go home and tell my little brother that she was gone. And then next morning, I mean, we cried all night. And then next morning, we was looking at each other like, you know, we got to get the information to take to the funeral home. Which one of us gonna search the room? Cause I know that dildo in there, and I don't want to find it.
Man.
I don't want to find it, bro. Yeah, I know it's in there. I know my mama.
Man,
it's in there.
Up,
I swear to God. That's why I was like, bro, it's in there. I don't want to find it.
I
don't want to be. I'm serious, bro. Listen, I don't want to be. Angela, don't you have the toys that you use in your room? Every woman has them. My mama ain't no different. I wasn't looking. My brother, you gotta ask him. I refuse to go in there. But you know, this is you know, it's just like I said. It's just a process. I miss her every day, you know what I mean? I you know, it's
stupid.
I'm a walk of reflection of what she made me, because she did it on her own. You know, it's hard for a woman to raise a man, and she always used to tell me, I can't teach you how to be no man. Some things you're gonna learn on your own, but I'm damn sure gonna teach you how not to be a bitch, and that's what she did.
All right, we got more with Chico Bean. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Chico Bean. Charlamagne,
tell him how you almost swung on the funeral director.
Oh, listen, man.
What the hell?
Black businesses. Salute to Gilly. You know, I seen him go through what he went through yesterday at the airport. You know what I mean? He the first rapper to ever check his own bag for the police. Put that out there, Gilly. You the first rapper to ever check your own bag. Soulja Boy ain't did that yet. So you the first.
How many times has Gilly been stopped that he knew how to search his own bag?
Yeah, he knew how to search his own bag. That right there is a skill set. You know what I mean? Wallo probably told him, like, bro, I've been in jail for 20 years. If they ever tell you to search your bag, go left, right, then up, down like a cheat code. But I use the black funeral service, you know what I mean? Because my mother passed away from COVID. So, you know, when she was in the hospital, they had her something called prone, which was on one side of her body to try to open up her lungs. So I couldn't see the other side of her face. So everybody that I called didn't have any experience with dealing with COVID deaths. This one guy that I called, he had experience. He told me every answer to every question that I had before I can ask him. So I chose to use him, but he was in New Jersey. Now my mother passed away in DC. I'm born and raised in DC, of course. So when he had to come get her body, they were giving him problems in the transfer. So he called me one night. She was probably had been dead a week now. She called me like, yo, man, they're giving me problems getting mom's body. Do you mind if I just sign your name and fax this paperwork over so I can get your mom's body? I said, no problem. Now, mind you, I done met him already. I done paid him for all the services. You know, next day they called me like, yeah, Mr. Bean, we were going to release your mom's body, but the funeral director signed your name as Chico Bean.
Man, stop, man.
The nigga put Chico Bean on the paper.
Was it Envy?
To get, huh?
Shut up.
It might have been. Nah, Envy wouldn't have known what to put because he don't know who I am. But yeah, that's a true story. So it's like the process that I went through, you know, it taught me a lot about just myself because mm-hmm. I dealt with so much death. You know, mm-hmm. death was one of the first things I had to learn how to deal with, and my father being murdered. So, you know, and then my uncle got killed, who was like my father. I've lost multiple people to violence growing up. You know, and death was a part of my life, so I felt like I was prepared to deal with it whenever it came. But your mother's different. Like, it, you know, it ripped a hole in me that I've been trying to fill ever since. But the process of going through planning a funeral and doing all of that changed me as a person. So I tell people all the time now that the book of my life with my mother in it has the end on it. I can't add no more chapters. So if you still have the luxury of having your mother on this plane, appreciate the fact that you can add chapters, because one day if the circle of life go the way it's supposed to go, then you're going to have to put the end on yours too. So, you know, that's just how it goes.
And didn't the director almost drop? No,
he didn't almost. Now, this is an exclusive. I don't think I have even talked about that before.
Oh, never mind.
I don't mind. Like, I'm not going to put him out there because, you know, he actually did a good service. But it wasn't him either. The dude that was transferring my mother's body, me and my manager go to, you know, view my mama's body to see before she goes up to New Jersey. And the dude who's taking her body out of the back of the van sees me and, like, oh, shit, going to Chico Bean mode, something Envy would never do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he recognized me and acknowledged me and was like, oh, shit. So he freak out and see me walking, and then he pull her out and then drop her body on the ground.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
So he goes to try to pick her up again, and it drops her again. And then I say, man, I walk up to him. He's sweating. I'm talking, I ain't never seen nothing like this. I mean, he pouring sweat, just dripping sweat. And I'm like, bro, you okay? You straight? He was like, I'm just so nervous. I'm like, look, man, it's somebody that's really special to me in this bag, man. You gotta get yourself together. So, you know, I calmed him down. We picked her up, put her back on the thing. My manager walked over and gave him some type of pep talk, like, if anything then fell off her in this goddamn bag, I'ma kill you. But the reason I was so calm in that manner is because it had took so long for her to get to that point. Now, mind you, if this would have happened the day that she died or the day after she died, I probably would have did something completely different in parking lot. But the fact that I had enough time to, you know, get myself together and figure out how I felt about her being gone. And by that time, I knew that was just the remains. Mm-hmm. It wasn't anything that I needed to be, you know, he ain't punched my mom and drop her. This is her body. So I was able to keep myself calm. And it's just, you can use that as an example of, you know, just learning grace and patience, mm-hmm. because that was a level of patience that I would have never thought that I had before I had it. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's a true story, though. That happened.
It was nice that your mom had a chance to see you be successful, too.
That's the best part of it, man. Like, she had a chance and an opportunity to actually see me make it and be a part of my process. Because, like I said, she raised me by herself. My mother was getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to work every day my whole life. So, for her to be able to see her son make it, I know that she had... I mean, she loved me to death. And that's the biggest part that I've been having to feel now, is just knowing that matriarch is not here. That's the first time I've ever felt loneliness in my life, is when I lost her. You know,
sure,
I don't give a fuck.
Proud of you.
Hey, man, listen, I don't give a fuck about what nobody think about me because of the way, you know, this is what this is. You know what I mean?
Wait, did you?
Now, come on, Angela. Why are you looking like that?
I just don't know, why would you braid that?
Why would I braid it?
I thought she was about to say, why would you take your hat off?
Oh, no. Nah, I mean, both
now,
of them.
I think it's great that you are...
confident enough to do it?
Yeah, because during the pandemic, I feel like that's when we really...
That's when we kicked it off. Yeah. And the reason why I did this is just to show people, man, what people think about you. If it make you happy, do it. I'm proud of my side braids. I don't give a what nobody say. And the reason why I would braid it is just because I could. I think... for real, I think the reason why I'm, you know, in the position that I'm in, as far as, I'll just say, the people that really are supporters of everything that I do, is because they see that it's genuine. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care what anybody has to say about me. You're entitled to your opinion, but I'm entitled not to give a fuck about it, right. Just like you're entitled to have it. So, you know, this is just a part of who I am at this point. And
just
I,
let it grow.
And let it grow out. I'm talking about, I can, and it's three hairstyles I'm going to get before I cut it. I'm gonna get a Jerry Curl. I'm gonna get the Frankie Lyman. What's Love Got? I mean the Why Do Fools Fall in Love and the Big Red from the Five Heartbeats. After that, then I'm cutting it off.
For the Frankie Lyman, you probably gonna have to get like a little weave in the front.
Nah. I'm just gonna do the swoop over. I got enough now.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna
get a little
you
bang down all the way. You know, I appreciate y'all for helping me with hairstyles. That's nice.
Y'all acting like y'all can.
I told you that yesterday. I got the PRP. And I grew it out when you when
yeah,
I,
when he, when he I did when I was doing the Hotline Hairline during the pandemic. Yeah, he came on there looking like the from Lean On Me. Yeah. Contrary to popular belief, I am the head in charge. I was like, damn, Slim, you could remake that movie all the way.
Oh, man. Now, when we get the Chico Bean stand-up special, you even want to do that right now?
You need to give me a stand-up special for all them specials you be making me shoot for you.
Does he pay you well for that?
Does he what?
Pay you well for that.
Say that one more time.
Does he pay you well for that? Does he pay
that
you
ain't me.
Yeah, I was waiting on that. I'm not even going to let you. Yeah, I don't think he pays me. I don't think he pays himself well for that. But that's probably a reason why he don't talk about it up here. You know what I mean? But
we've been at Viacom for a while. That's Viacom.
Yeah, right? I know. Yeah. But, you know, we working on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we, you know, of course, we got the 85 South. Then we doing something special with that. But, you know, a lot of the stuff that, you know, I've been doing is just, you know, just I don't rush anything. Mm-hmm. I'm on my own clock, not nobody else's. So when it's time, it's time. But I'm working on it. You know, I got a couple of shows coming up. I'm excited about the Wilbur Theater in Boston. You know, I'm doing a run with the MGM, all the casinos. So I'm excited about that. Foxwoods Casino and all that. And so, you know, I'm prepared whenever it come. You know what I mean? Whenever it come, I'm just not going to rush it because everybody else says, you need this, you need that. Because you think about the game now. Yeah. Now it's Netflix. But 10 years ago, it was HBO.
That's right.
So we don't know where the game going to go. You just make sure you stay in it long enough to be able to move whichever way.
I feel like it's YouTube now, too. When you see what, like, Andrew's show's doing and all of them. Like...
Yeah, it's all different types of platforms, you know. So the game is different. I tell people all the time. I remember when Ryan Davis was up here, he said I always used to call him stupid for living in L.A. Mm-hmm. And that was true. Because you don't have to do it the same way that you did it back in the Gap.
That's
like,
right.
In the 90s, you had to be in L.A. or New York to get recognized. Now, all you have to do is just have a presence. And I started in North Carolina. You know, I started at the Greensboro Comedy Zone. And I told myself when I first started doing comedy that I'm going to make a presence felt where I live. Mm-hmm. And even if I go to L.A., I'll always have something to go back to because I done built a following. So that's just the way you got to do it. To all the young people out here thinking about doing this as a living, making a living off entertainment, just make a following. Build your following wherever you at, and they'll come to you now. You ain't got to go to where they are.
Don't move. We got more with Chico Bean. When we come back, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are the Breakfast Club.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death.
Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish. Yeah, I can drive. My character was a getaway driver. Yeah! I'm retired from life. You know that. His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Kicking it with Chico Bean. Yee.
When it comes to dating for a woman, do you think women should be independent in a relationship?
Do I think women should be independent?
While they're in a relationship.
While they're in a relationship, you know,
just
mean
as
50,
an independent human being, like I'm self-sufficient. I can handle all these things, because a lot of people talk about how women are so independent now that it's hard for them to be in relationships because guys kind of want you to be a little dependent on them.
I mean, I think independence is masked as being an adult. You're an adult, so it's certain things that you should do on your own.
That's
you shouldn't,
real.
You know. I think a lot of women are looking for men to do the things for them that their father was supposed to.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And the unfortunate part is you can't be looking for somebody to be your daddy and not be obedient like a child would.
Mm.
So the independence that men are looking for, dependence rather, that men are looking for in women, they're looking for them to be in a sense of, you know, like you seen the memes that people put out, you know, daddy hand me the salt and then the boyfriend and the father reach. You know what I'm saying? I think it's that. Men want that level of being able to provide a woman with that. But at the same time, if you're not going to look at this man as somebody who can provide you with the level of protection, assurance, you know, safety that your father would, then it's a waste of time. So your independence should come anyway as a woman, I think.
So what do you think about the bills in a relationship?
The bills?
Yeah, like, is it half and half? Or do you feel like you should be paying for... Like, what's your breakdown?
I feel like you should do whatever it is you're capable of doing. Communication is key. It's the most important part of any relationship. So if you're comfortable with paying half the bills, then do that. But if it's a man, that's, you know, something that you want to do, make sure you're in a position to
but
be able
I'm
to do that.
I'm asking you, what you...
Me? Yeah. Well, if I would never be in a relationship, so I don't have to worry about that. I don't never want to be married or be in a relationship.
Or
so.
You don't never want to be in a relationship?
No.
Not even
a girlfriend?
No, why would I do that? That is the no. Look at my man over in the corner. You wish somebody would have said that on the mic before.
He from Ghana. He want five wives.
Good for you. Good for you. As long as you can afford them, you should be able to
so
have them.
You don't want to live with anybody?
No. I don't. Nuh-uh. You know, like I said, I get most of my, you know, interaction and relationship, you know, dependence from the environment that I come from. Mm-hmm. And I watched my mother go through my whole life, never finding a man to keep it real with her and tell her exactly what it was that was going on. So I'm out here just trying to be the nigga that my mother never had. I don't have no lies to tell you. I feel like if somebody would have gave Wanda the opportunity, she would have been a hell of a soldier for somebody who was worth it, and it would have made our life easier. Mm-hmm. So for me, I don't have no lies to tell you. You're not going to be the only woman that I ever. That's it. It's illogical to me to even allow a woman to think that if I love you and care about you, there's no way I would allow you to think that as a man that you are going to be the only woman that I want to deal with.
What if she's okay with you dating other people?
Well, that's cool, but it's, the thing is, I'm going to be honest with you about that from the jump. My goal, my whole mantra is no victims, only volunteers. You'll never be a victim to no bull. Only a volunteer to my truth. So you have a choice as to whether or not you want to deal with me or not, but you have to understand that you won't be the only woman that I deal with. Now, in fairness,
that's an individual thing.
You have a lot of men who say that and then be like, I do what I want, you do what I tell you. I'm also not that way.
All right.
And when it comes to women, I don't care what you do when I'm not around. As long as
it's a wilding out thing.
No, it's not. I ain't having no bunch of kids. You know what I mean? But salute to Nick. That nigga can take care of him. He about to have a whole nother cast. I know that. I know what he doing.
That's exactly what he did.
He trying to have a whole nother cast so he can fire us. I'm hip to you, Nick.
Right. That's right.
But like I said, I'm not the type of person that's going to tell you I can do what I want, you do what I tell you. As long as whatever you do, don't bring me no problems. I don't care what you do. My uncle told me a long time ago, if you don't wake up in the morning and wash your pussy, it don't belong to you. It's yours. You gonna do what you wanna do with it. As long as it ain't mad when it's my turn, we straight.
Do you take women on vacations and things
like
that?
No, I don't do none of that.
You spend the night?
Yeah, depending on who it is. You know what I mean? And how safe I feel with my belongings being there when I'm asleep. Yeah, I spend the night. But the thing about me, like I said, it's about honesty. Women always say they want a man to keep it 100 with them until they run into one. Most of them have never had a man keep it 20 with them, so you have no idea what that other 80% entails that you think that you're looking for. The lies hurt so bad that you just think you want the opposite. But majority of the women that I have conversations with don't want a man to be honest with them. You want a man to fit into the character that you have in your mind, and you want him to play that out in front of the world. I don't operate like that. This is what it is. This is what it ain't. You down with it? Cool. You not? Cool. I like to, the way I explain it is like, we all are professors of ourselves, and I'm the dean of Chico Bean University. When you've been to college, you've been around. When the first thing you've been around, lend the skin. The first thing that they teach you when you, or the first thing that you do when you come into a college, you know, classroom, is they give you the syllabus. And the first week of class is you going over the syllabus so you can make a decision as to whether or not this is a class you want to take or drop. That's how I operate with women. When you meet me, I'm handing you my syllabus. This is what it is with me. You have a choice as to whether or not you want to take this course or drop it.
Would you say I love you? Have you said I love you?
I love all the women I deal with.
Hey, I heard gotta, no like this since Kevin Samuels,
I got it. No, it ain't. No, don't ain't put me lie. In that negative. Don't put me. See, there you go. Now you want to say my. Because it's going to die. You keep saying.
I did not
you
say
said that. Kanye West going to die. Now you going to put me in the Kevin Samuels so the women can say, ah, that I'm not. Salute to Kevin Samuels, though. I don't, you know, God rest his soul. But I'm not one of those people who's telling any woman what they need to do. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you what I'm going to do.
That's real.
What you decide to do based upon that is your choice. I don't have no say-so in that. I just am going to tell you what I'm going to do and I'm not going to do. After that, it's on you.
That's my man Chico Bean.
Yeah, you're trying to go and get out.
No,
I like
we do.
You're trying to get out of here.
85 uh-huh. South. You know what I mean? Okay. Chad, send me a pack.
Hey, Angela, whenever you leave, let me know so I can come do your new job.
Oh, absolutely. Please. We got to get you on lip service. We would love that.
Oh, yeah. I got to come do that, too.
We did
so
the
we
live
can go
one.
To
it got very serious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Salute to my girl, man. We worked on the radio together.
L'Oreal. Down
my girl, L'Oreal. That's my partner. But, you know, ever since then, we'd have been locked in. But, yeah, I would love to come do it because, you know, you get to asking the nasty questions and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we didn't get to do that here.
Hey, for real, I got to ask you before I go, though. This is going to be the last question. Matter of fact, it's coming up in the next segment on the Brunch Brigade. Make sure you stay tuned in. Wake up, America. Yes, sir.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver. Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day goes to Viviane de Juarez, a.k.a. Polka. I know I pronounced her name all wrong. I hope I got Polka right. But she's a Brazilian singer. I never heard of her, but I am sending her healing energy this morning. This is a teachable moment, and I'm sending her healing energy because she needs it, okay? I want to tell you all something this morning, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Actually, I don't mean it from the bottom of my heart. I simply mean it from my bottom, okay? There is someone out there... There is someone out there right now who needs to hear the words that are about to come out of my mouth. There is someone somewhere right now who is going through what I am about to discuss. Maybe somebody in this room. okay, they are holding something in that they want to get out to the world. And I need you to know, don't hold it in anymore, okay? I know it hurts, okay? I know it hurts to let it go, but sometimes it hurts more to hold on. And I am giving you permission this morning to let it go, let it go, let it go. Okay, I know you can't hold it back anymore. I don't care if you're in a car with people, on public transportation with people, under the covers with your loved one, in a room full of people, ma'am or sir or they, if you have to fart right now, do it, okay? Let it go, Airbrush your boxes. Let off a 21 anal salute. If folks next to you have to feel a little backdoor breeze, do it. They will live, but you possibly won't if you hold your farts in. That's what happened to Polka. Okay, that's why she's getting donkey of the day today. She was sent to the hospital to be treated for trapped gas because she didn't want to fart in front of her boyfriend. All right? Let me hear some fart sounds, right? Let me get me in the mood. I need something harder than that. I need something wet. Nah, that means you're trying. You're forcing it. I like the natural ones. They're like, there you go. All right. Polka.
All right, Red.
Let that man go. If you don't tell him, you can't tell him when to stop farting.
All right.
Got it all out, Red? All right. Polka, what are you doing, baby girl? Okay, you're not on farting terms with your boyfriend, so you held them in. How many of y'all out there are not on farting terms with your significant other, so you hold them in? And if you don't want to fart around them, why didn't you just go to the bathroom, Polka? I do it all the time. Why? Because I don't I don't hold my farts for nobody, but also, I don't fart in my clothes. Okay, I don't fart in my clothes. When I need to blow my big brown horn, I go into the bathroom, pull my pants down, and I let that brown horn brass choir sing. Okay? Now, Polka is 27 years old, and she shared her gas problems with her 15.7 million followers on Instagram. She wrote, and I quote, "I woke up at 5:30 a.m. with severe stomach pains and ended up in the hospital." She then assured her followers she is all right. And then she added, but that's it, guys. I'm now fine. Just an accumulation of trap farts. She then went on to encourage her followers to pass when freely. She said, and I quote, "Girls, don't be ashamed to fart in front of your guy. Because what's really embarrassing is not letting your guy sleep because you're in discomfort. Going to the hospital with your guy and the diagnosis being trap farts," end quote. To be honest, I didn't know trap gas was a thing, but according to the New York Post, it occurs when methane does not move through one's intestines normally, causing sufferers sharp pain or discomfort in their abdomen. Give me a fart, Red.
Wow.
All right, Red.
Now, I don't be on TikTok, okay? I do have a TikTok, at C to God, C-T-H-A-G-O-D, but it's strictly for books. I think BookTok is an amazing hashtag, and I love the fact that literacy and literature is being pushed so heavy with that hashtag. Drop on the clues bomb for BookTok, damn it, okay? You know, you walk in Barnes & Nobles now, you see a whole BookTok section. So, yes, when I do post TikTok videos, it's about books. Okay, I love to read, and I have a book imprint, Black Privilege Publishing with Simon & Schuster, so it makes sense. But there's a lot of other information on TikTok. For example, this doctor named Karen Rajan, who back in September warned people about the dangers and health risk of holding in your farts. Listen to what she had to say.
I'll tell you some important facts about farts. On average, people fart 14 times a day. The more, the merrier. If someone tells you they don't fart, they're lying and you should disown them immediately, or they've got a bowel obstruction, which is a medical emergency. Your average daily fart volume is enough to fill up a medium-sized balloon. Happy birthday. The first fart of your day is usually the largest. 75% of farts are produced by bacteria in the large intestine. Digested food that isn't broken down is chewed up by bacteria that produce microscopic farts, and these microscopic farts accumulate and become one of your regular farts. 25% of farts is swallowed air that you don't burp, and dissolved gases from the blood making its way into your intestines. 99% of a fart is non-smelly gases, usually hydrogen, methane, and carbon dioxide. Hydrogen and methane are flammable, which is why you can light a fart on fire, not recommended. The 1% of farts that do stink are volatile sulfur compounds like hydrogen sulfide. If you hold in a fart too long, it can be reabsorbed into your blood circulation and breathed out when you exhale. The noise of a fart is a combination of anal sphincter vibrations and the percussion of butt cheeks against each other. Fart velocity and butthole tightness determine the sound. Anal embouchure.
First of all, I didn't misgender the man. His name is Karan. Okay, apologies, Karan. Didn't mean to reduce you to a messy white woman named Karen. What was that term? Pressing the butt cheeks together for percussion?
Yes.
That was an amazing, amazing uses of words. Drop on the clues bombs for Dr. Karan.
Your farts can catch fire?
I guess. All right? That's not what I got from that. What I got from that is if you hold in a fart too long, it can be reabsorbed into your bloodstream and breathed out when you exhale. You know what that means? That means that the next time somebody tells you that your breath smells like doo-doo, it's because it really does smell like doo-doo. Let me hiss mask ass, right?
All right, Red.
Clear it out. Clear the colon out, Red. There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Red recorded himself this morning just to play this.
Yes.
That sounded like a shark.
If somebody did that around you, you would say to them, bro, you might need to go to the doctor. Something's wrong. Actually, nothing is wrong. Everything is right. Okay? What's the moral of the story? You got to let your butt burp. Okay, you gotta let those flagrant fuzzies fly. When you are having rectal tremors, let that cornhole clap, okay? And if you and if your health isn't reason enough to let your farts go, then just know you should fart nowadays, because at the present moment, farting is the only gas we can afford. Please give Poker the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey. Of the day, ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
I'm a father.
Nick, the camera guy, our digital guy, Nick, dropping a clues bomb for Nick. He just sprayed Febreze as if those farts were real.
And we definitely know Envy's.
You smell
a
something, right?
No, I'm a farter.
We know.
Like you smell something. I don't fart in my clothes. I'm a farter too. I just don't fart in my clothes.
I'm a farter. And my wife taught me something too.
She taught you how to fart?
No. Well, yeah, she did. Let me tell you. She said if you're in bed, right, and you want to fart, but you don't want to make no noise, you just spread your cheek and it just.
So that's why you just randomly do that sometimes?
You don't need no excuse to play with your butt. That's why, if that's what you want to do, if you want to spread those cheeks with your own hands, do it, Kane. Nah,
just, Envy all does right, that all spread, the time spread, in here. Now we know why.
And you don't hear it's
That makes sense, though, because the doctor said that the butt cheeks pressed together cause the percussion. Right. So if you spread them. Okay.
So if you in bed with your boo, you don't want your boo to know you fart, and you just.
Spread your own ass cheeks. Boy, y'all is some kinky. That's why y'all got six kids. I only got four. Y'all is kinky. You in the bed spreading your own ass cheeks.
Oh, my God.
Gia getting you pregnant.
Well, this is something new we learned today.
I just spread your cheeks for no reason.
Thank you for that tip, Envy.
Ain't even no doctor around. You ain't getting no colonic, no nothing.
You know how many people are trying this right now, thanks to you?
It works.
Ain't no colonoscopy happen. You just in there spreading your cheeks for no reason.
You know when you're in the bed and you got a fart, but you don't want it to do because you don't want to
be. I better never hear you be uncomfortable about getting a colonoscopy, okay?
And you know, it's crazy. Envy does sit up here and randomly spread his cheeks.
I spread them.
And I did not know why he was doing
spread
that.
Spread
them. Oh, my goodness.
He's searching you for contraband. You want to search him for contraband, Ray?
No. All right. Thank you for that donkey of the day. Up next.
You didn't press the cheeks. Spread the cheeks, boss.
Up next, ask Envy if you have any questions about how to spread your cheeks.
The Breakfast Club.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver. Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And the Freaky Friday question comes from Ray J and Princess. Let's hear.
We're done. You can't get away from me. We have kids.
We haven't been divorced yet, so you don't know. Trust me, all that's going to change.
You don't know what that looks like.
I don't care.
Oh, you don't?
No. Okay. You've already been doing it.
Anytime I ever was with... guess who was with me? Princess!
I loved Ray so much and tried to, like, do the whole, like, threesome thing. But nothing is ever enough for Ray, and I can't keep sacrificing myself and my sanity trying to be something that I'm not to make him happy.
So the question is 800-585-1051. Have you ever been gay in your relationship? Because you wanted to save it. I guess that's the question, right?
Man, shut up, man. That is not the goddamn question.
Have you ever had a threesome?
What is wrong with you, bro? Now, that is not the question. Okay? The question is, yes, what Angela Yee just said. Because it's based off the Ray J Princess Love situation. And Princess Love said she was doing threesomes just to save her marriage. And I know, you know, some women that have been in this position before. So I guess this is a common thing.
Okay.
So we're asking how many women out there did that.
Hello, okay. Who's this?
To save their relationship.
This is Lois.
Hey, Lois, good morning. Talk to us.
Good morning, Breakfast Club. So on the topic, I would have to say, honestly, no. I've been asked, but I'm not. I don't like girls, so if you're not willing to be with a boy for me, I can't be with a girl for you.
Oh, so you would think about it if your man was willing to be with a guy.
No, that's just a way of saying, I know he's not going to do that. That's just a hard no.
Exactly, a hard no.
That sounds like an Uno reverse. That's what that sounds like.
Uno reverse Jesus cowboy.
Yes, don't ask what you don't
want
to
give.
Damn.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mama.
That's fair.
All right. Well, good morning, Breakfast Club. I love you guys.
We love you too.
All righty, Mama. Hello, who's this?
I'm Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous.
We feel you, girl. Mean.
So what happened, Anonymous?
Pretty much I agreed to be in a relationship with someone that said he wanted to do poly. And pretty much it turned out to not be poly. We became like swingers. And I guess as far as Ray J and Princess, like it pretty much the same thing. Like he kind of manipulated like our entire like relationship. Like it was never enough. We had threesomes. We had orgies. And I don't know. It just became a mess. And like when we knew like we weren't going to get anywhere, we kind of just like not like had to partner. But I don't know. It was just never enough for him. Like no matter how many women he was available to sleep with in a lifestyle.
Were the orgies with men and women or just all women?
They were both. Yeah, they were both.
Okay, so he was bisexual too.
No comment.
That's a yes. That's a yes.
You're anonymous.
If there was men and women, yes, he was bi.
And what made you decide to go ahead and do it though? Just because you were like, I wanted to make.
Like I never had that experience before, and it was just something new, and I thought I had good intentions about it, and it just turned out to kind of be a bad like. It just didn't work out.
Okay, so you would do it. Would you do it again, like a threesome or an orgy?
Probably not. I don't know. No.
Well, thank you, Mama.
Yeah, I'm torn.
You know, we didn't ask you, Yee, have you ever...
No, I've never had a threesome. I remember when I first started talking to my boyfriend, he was like, would you do it? I was like, nope. And he never asked me again.
Okay. Charlamagne, have you ever, you know, brought a guy into your situation?
Shut up, man.
800.
He'll let you watch.
First of all, call Gia and ask Gia, have you ever brought a guy into this situation, huh? Because I'm tired of people not telling the whole story. You want me to tell the whole story, Envy? Huh? Since you're asking questions this morning?
So that's a yes for both of you.
What story?
Huh, Envy?
What story?
Huh?
What story?
Let me stop for you.
Because if you tell on him, you're telling on yourself.
Let me stop.
Right, yeah, what story are you talking about, sir?
That's going to be crazy when me and Envy sue each other for defamation. Because we get tired. Because we get fed up. We get fed up when playing with each other.
800-585-1051. Ladies, have you ever did a threesome to please your partner? That is the question, to save your marriage or relationship. Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
That's right. And the freaky Friday question is, ladies, have you ever had a threesome to save your marriage, right? Something that you didn't want to do, but you did it for your man. So let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yes, hello.
Hey, good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Z. I'm calling from Plainfield, New Jersey.
Hey, have you ever had a threesome to please your man or to save your marriage or relationship?
Okay, so my situation is a little different. I had an ex of mine felt as though he had to do a threesome in order to keep me.
Oh, so your guy had a threesome with another guy to keep you?
No, with another girl.
Okay, so it was your idea, and he wasn't really into it.
Okay, no. See, okay, so now we had spoke, you know, I spoke one time about me doing a threesome, you know, with a past relationship, how much I liked it and enjoyed it, and he asked if I would do it just with the girl, and I said, yeah. So from that point forward, he was very different sexually. He was just trying to be something that he wasn't, and I'm like, what's going on? So he's like, well, listen, you know, let's do a threesome, you know, and he just came out and was like, you know, during it, I'm looking at him like, wow, he's just watching us. You know, so I was like, what do you think about that? So he's like, I really feel like I don't need to do that in order to keep you. Mm. I was like, wow, really? So, you know, sometimes I can say it can kind of go both ways. Sometimes you don't really know
you know, if like if a gentleman is feeling as though maybe he can't please his woman, and maybe perhaps she would be interested in doing that too. You know, sometimes we say a little too much to our guys, and we forget that we tell them certain things.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mama. That's true. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, it's Marissa from Houston, Texas.
Hey, good morning. Talk to us. Tell us your story, Mama.
Well, I definitely have never did no threesome for somebody. People don't, I mean, like, you'll get in the bed with them and somebody else, and they'll get jealous about how you moving with another person. Like, people really don't know what they want. Like, if I get into a threesome, it's because I want to.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, and you enjoy it. Would you ever propose it? Like, would it be your idea?
Yeah, I've had threesomes before. I enjoy them.
Okay. Would you do that with your man or your husband?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, spontaneous nights, you know, like, I don't think I'm into, like, maybe, like, planned situations, you know, like, oh, baby, I've been looking at this girl, can we, da-da-da. I don't think I'm into, like, situations like that. But maybe, like, spontaneous while we're out, things just happen type of vibe.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, talk to us. What's your story, Mama?
So, I don't know about doing it to save a relationship. I mean, my guy proposed it to me, and I was like, never been my thing, but why not? So, yeah, I did it. I did it several times. And not only that, I mean, like, the girl that we got down with, I actually sent her to him when I couldn't get to him one time. So, that's just my thing.
Okay.
But
I said, okay.
Right. I mean, you know, I enjoyed myself. You know, he enjoyed himself. My thing was, like, we had to have a lot of conversations beforehand. Like, this can't get out of hand. You know, we got to keep it within reason.
Right.
So, you know, we weren't on some adoptive girlfriend or do, you know, a three-way relationship. But my thing is for those who do it to save a relationship, like, if it's something you don't want to do, then you shouldn't be doing it. Because it's going to cause a problem. Like, that's common sense. Why are you doing that?
So what are the ground rules? Like, he can't see another girl without you knowing? Does he have to get approved?
So, you know, like, it's like this. Like, say, for instance, if he's out, he's eyeing something, and he's like, damn, I'm interested, you know, flirt, you know, but don't go do your thing. Like, let me know what's up. Like, you trying to get down? Like, what's up? You know, I'm game for that, you know. I probably shouldn't say all this, but I even sat back and watched, you know. A lot of people look at porn, you know. I had it live, you know.
What they call that, you clucking?
Golding?
You know, yeah. Yeah, that's what it's called. So, you know, for me, you know, it grew on me. I was all nervous and stuff in the beginning, you know, but it grew on me and I was okay with it. But we don't let it get out of hand. You know, it's not something we have to have.
Right.
However, when we don't have that third party, the turn up in the bedroom is real.
That's good. That works for some people. For some people, though, it gets like addictive and then they start doing too much. So you got to really make sure you keep it in check, like she's saying, and have some ground rules.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
Hey, to each his own. Or her own.
Yeah. But also...
Or their own.
Yeah, but also do things that you want to do, because you're always going to regret that later. If somebody, you know, makes you do something, but ask you to do something that you're not comfortable with, and you do it anyway just to please them, you're going to regret it later.
Yeah, if you want to do it because you love it and you're interested, or you just want to have some fun, or you want to try it, by all means, go ahead. But if it's something that goes against your morals, or you're like, I don't even like girls, I don't want to do this, but fine, I'm going to do it, don't do it.
The Breakfast Club, good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Listen, the positive note is simply this, man. I want you to remember this weekend. The only limits you have are the limits you believe you have.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.